Checkmate 1-6, enemy suppression on target.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Now time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be Hawthorne Race Course and the Club Hawthorne Mobile Wagering App. Derby Day is right around the corner, May the 6th. I'll have my exclusive Derby pick for you, and Eddie Olczyk is locked in to join us with his Derby pick the Thursday before the Derby. That would be the 4th of May. Mm-hmm. We'll have it for you, and you can wager at the Club Hawthorne Mobile Wagering App. We say good morning to Shay W. Norling. Shay.
Good morning. I don't know how you knew my middle initial, but well done.
Thank you.
Really, that caught me off guard. That caught me as off guard as when you first called me Snorling.
How about that?
That came from me, actually, originally.
All right. Well, let's get started.
I'll tell the story. So I'm sitting next to Shay, thanks to Cap, during a break, and I say, "Did you notice that the email address for Shay Norling is S Norling?"
Right.
You put it together, it's Snorling.
Right.
I said, "I would never say that to him, but I just want you to know that that's how it's spelled."
And I said, "Here's Snorling." And it became a thing.
Can't tell this guy anything.
So that's the origin of said Snorling. Here's Shay Norling.
That's it.
All right, boys, let's get started. NFL insider Benjamin Albright has released his prediction.
Who the hell's that? Who is it?
Benjamin Albright's very well regarded.
They all are, well, and they all don't know anything. Go ahead.
When he's not giving me Deal Breakers content, he's pretty well regarded.
Okay.
Benjamin Albright has released his prediction for the first 7 picks in the draft. Worth noting, Hoodie, in 2021, his first 7 picks prediction was exactly correct.
Uh-huh.
So here he is this year. He has Bryce Young going first, Will Anderson second, the Raiders trading up for C.J. Stroud third, Anthony Richardson fourth, Jalen Carter fifth, Christian Gonzalez 6th to Detroit,
yep,
and then Tyree Wilson 7th to Arizona. This obviously leaves an option potentially on the board when the Bears are up at 9. That option is Will Levis, which might get a QB greedy team to try to trade up. Shot or no shot? The Bears being on the clock with a quarterback still on the board at 9 is a dream scenario.
It's a shot to be able to go down and get more picks, though, right? If the quarterback of some team's choosing is there at 9. Say it's Levis, and I'm just not a fan. Whatever. But say it's Levis, Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bears are like, "Oh, yeah, we'll draft Will Levis, but what are you going to give us for him?" That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody in the draft that's going, "Oh, my God, with that guy still on the board? Here, take our number one next year, or take our number one the year after that, or year after that. What is this, draft day?" No.
Cap, you know how you talent evaluators fall in love with people, especially you. You know how that works. Size. Look at him. We could work with him. He could be a winner. I interviewed him. He's got a good family. You know, all that stuff, right?
Right.
That'll never leave you, by the way.
Probably not.
The talent evaluation of someone, of an athlete. Because once you've read everything you need to read, you met the person, you fall in love with them. And that's what talent evaluators do in the NFL. Someone will fall in love with Will Levis, not me.
Then if that's accurate, Shay's right. That will be a dream scenario because someone's coming up and you can have our pick.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for it.
Yeah. So dream scenario meaning that if you're going to move out of 9 and get more picks, I get it.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear, "Yeah, we traded 9 for a second rounder this year and a first rounder in 2026. No. I need stuff now.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
So for you, that'd be a no shot because we don't know what the parameters of the deal would be. Fair?
A potential shot. You told me the Titans are at 15, I think, mm-hmm, and the Titans said, "We're coming up, we'll give you next year's number one pick, and this year's 15th. Okay, I'm in. Now I got 3 number ones next year? Because I'm not winning the Super Bowl this year anyway.
Right.
And I want next year, if I need a quarterback, to have the ammo to get him. And if, heaven forbid, I need one, I want the best one. And then I want Marvin Harrison Jr.
Shay,
All right, boys, I want to stick with trading the pick down because everybody's talking about it. It's feeling kind of likely the Bears won't use the number 9 pick.
Shea, Cap thinks that the Bears are going to be bad enough to get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, it depends. Maybe they have 2 first-round picks next year and they package them and trade up to get them. It could happen.
Could.
But I want to ask about them selecting maybe in the 15 to 20 range this year if they end up trading the 9th pick down. Mm-hmm. Historically, when you take an offensive tackle in the 15 to the 20 range, doesn't pan out well. Mm-hmm. But when you take a guard, you get guys like Zach Martin, Hall of Famer Steve Hutchinson. That's just a few since 2000. It's a very, I'll say, profitable range to take an offensive guard. Shot or no shot. If the Bears trade down and Peter Skoronski is there, take him as a guard.
Again, as I said, so I'm consistent here, just take the best damn player on the board. And if you tell me you got to kick Skoronski inside and he's going to play at the level McShay told Waddle and Sylvie, he's a Hall of Fame guard,
mm-hmm.
Sign me up. Hall of Fame, sign me up.
Again, that's just too far-fetched for me. Can't get there.
No, but if Ryan is, Poles, is watching tape in his office day after day, and he's like, you see this kid?
Mm-hmm.
If we put good strength on him, that kid's going to be 10 years Pro Bowl when he's healthy. You keep him healthy, he's going to play in the Pro Bowl every year for us. And he's going to be in Canton. Take him. Take him. Just, I'm looking at, like, Shay and I have been talking about Jacksonville, how they've built this thing, and they went from, whatever it was, 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many first round, second round, and third round picks are on their roster? Like 13 of them.
Yeah.
We don't have any of that.
Yeah. That's when you're bad for a long time and you build and trade.
Correct.
And accumulate.
And then you get a bad coach out of there with a horrible culture in Urban.
Yeah.
That's how things turn around quickly.
Yeah, amazing when you have an adult in the room as a head coach.
Correct. Doug Peterson.
That only helps Trevor Lawrence and that team because he's been there and done that. It wasn't one. Again, it was not a bad hire for Jacksonville on the surface. They wanted to try something different. Having a college coach come in, he knows young players. He's worked with young players before. They're just professionals now. Unfortunately, Urban wasn't a professional.
Correct. That whole thing was just awful.
So Shea, what would be your answer to that?
A shot. If you can get like to 15 to 17, he's still there, shot. And I would have him play guard because
it's a shot.
Everybody's talking about whether the short arms are a problem or not. It's better on the inside. If you're built that way, you are better off on the inside than a tackle. I don't see why that's a huge issue. If he could be a Quentin Nelson type. Like, Quentin Nelson came into the Colts and revolutionized what was a horrible offensive line. That's one guy. Rebuilt it in a year. It was the worst in football. You take Quentin Nelson, it becomes one of the top 10 units.
Okay, Tom Thayer said to me right out there, can we stop with the short arm stuff, please? He said Jimbo Covert had short arms. He's in the Hall of Fame as a left tackle. The kid can play left tackle.
No, we're just talking about the conjecture that's out there about his arms, where people are saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is Tom, who played, is saying this guy can play the tackle position.
Yep.
So maybe you let him fail his way into guard.
Yep.
So.
Either way, I would take him. All right, mm-hmm. Boys. The White Sox have yet to win a series this season, and the path is not getting easier. Next 13 games are against the MLB best Rays, the 11-8 Blue Jays, and the first-place Twins. Shot or no shot, the White Sox won't win a series until they play Cincinnati May 5th.
Gee, where's that at?
Cincinnati.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Read me who they've got again. I know they are at Tampa and then at Toronto.
7 of their next 13 are against the Tampa Bay Rays. They have a 3-game set against the Blue Jays and a 3-game set against the Twins mixed in there.
Yeah. So it goes Tampa for 3, Toronto for 3, back home for 4 against Tampa, and then the Minnesota Twins.
Here.
Yeah. And then at Cincinnati on May 5th.
Holy bleep. That is very concerning.
Well, it's a no shot. They will win a series before they get to Cincinnati. And if they do not, you're not going to lose a pennant in April. But boy, you could lose a lot of momentum, especially with a lot of players out. It is very dissatisfying to watch this ball club, especially when this team comes across as if they're the Memphis Grizzlies. Chip on their shoulder, got something to prove, tune in, all the buzzwords. But where are you going with this? And I will say again, this is not about Pedro Grafal. It's not. He's not even on my radar cap with this team. Uh-uh. Because if I put it too much on Grafal or the manager, then I'm turning a blind eye to Rick Hahn. And that's where I've got my crosshairs first. Him. And then the inability for this team to stay healthy. And all the bravado and all the chest pounding about how we got something to prove and all that. What are you proving? You're proving is that you're a tune out as of late. That's what you're proving. Tune in? How about tune out? How about that? That's what's happening. Wow. Well, that's what it is right now.
And you speak from the heart. That's why I'm sitting here smiling, because I love your passion. That's how I am about my Cubs. I want the White Sox to win. Why wouldn't I?
7-12 is not good enough. Especially when, again, it's not me, it's the White Sox.
Okay, so
they are telling you that, hey, you know what, we got something to prove. What are you proving lately? What are you proving?
Can you explain to me, Grafal said yesterday Moncada is going to need a rehab assignment. Why?
That's a great question.
Like, if you said he got to go down for 3 weeks, he's been out for a year, I get it. His back was a little bulky. He was just named, correct me if I'm wrong, was he not named the best third baseman in the World Baseball Classic?
I believe we saw that. I read that on ESPN.com.
Okay.
I believe so.
So he's been out with a tight back.
Uh-huh.
Why does he need to go down for 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is, of minor league rehab when his team is, they're a drowning man in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Trying, please, throw me a preserver. Oh, here comes your gutsy, tough third base. Not so much.
That's all right. We got Jake Berger.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Jake Berger is playing his arse off.
He deserves a roster spot.
No question.
And he loves guaranteed rate. He loves hitting that ballpark. What I'm saying is that you can't pound your chest about who you are when you're not doing anything. You ain't doing nothing right now. Let me just tell you, Cap, whatever you think about me as a White Sox fan, my expectations are the same expectations for Rick Hahn. Rick Hahn's expectations are supposed to seem to be good, and mine are the same. What I'm saying is, I'm sure what Rick Hahn has said, you know, through back doors or down the stairwell at guaranteed rate or up in a skybox someplace, I'm saying the same thing that he's saying, is that this is not good enough. Absolutely not. 7-12? Yeah, but you know what? We're here to change the game. You ain't changing nothing. Nothing. It's the same. We might as well put the tape in from last year because it's the same storyline. Injured, ineptitude, lousy baseball. Shane Orling.
Wow. Love your passion.
That's shot or no shot.
Around the NFL next. Back after this.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap'n Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time to go around the National Football League here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, Deal Breakers at 8:35. You never know what you're going to get from Deal Breakers, so stay by your listening device for that at 8:35. But first, around the NFL, here's Shane Orling. Shane?
We will start with a leftover shot or no shot that is built for this segment. Oh. Phil Sims, he cannot imagine Tom Brady being in the booth for NFL games. Phil Sims told Front Office Sports, I can't see Tom Brady up there announcing games. And the reason is, he's Tom Brady. He's bigger than life. In this day and age, is it worth it for him? I think they'll use him in different ways. I'm going to say he doesn't do games.
All right, and let me finish out that quote for Sims. I should still be in the booth.
Right. I got kicked into the studio for Tony Romo.
So I should be there in the studio. You know what, Cap? We're getting to the point where a generation won't even remember Phil Sims as a number one analyst. He's been in that studio for a while now.
How long has Romo been there?
So this is fourth year coming up, fifth year?
fifth year, I think.
What's that long?
We're going to get to a generation who's like, I don't remember Phil Simms in the booth. Well, we speculated on this. Would Tom ever pick up that money? Would he ever go into the booth? It's just very unusual for him to take a year off, almost to the point where he might be just thinking about it.
But what's he going to do? But what's he going to do with himself? Well, he's got,
I don't know.
He's got his kids. He wants to get everyone situated.
Is she hot? I'm just saying. I mean, when you say, what's he going to do? He's got a couple of choices, apparently.
Yes, but he bought a place in Florida because he wanted to be around his kids because Giselle's down there.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he wants...
He wants what?
I think one is... Is one getting ready to go off to college?
I don't know. Is he that old? Yes, he is.
I think the one he had with Bridget Moynihan might be... Maybe he wants to be around till one of them goes off to college. I don't know. What else is he going to do with himself?
He's got his...
Sell Brady hoodies?
Sure. He's got his own brand?
The Brady brand. I have a cool, like, windbreaker from it. It's fine. It's a windbreaker.
I know he wants to be around the game, but does he want to be a broadcaster? I don't know. I just think it's odd that he's taking a year off. Who does that? After you're done, you get in the booth, usually. Even Jay Cutler did that.
So, he never did it, though, did he? Did he ever do a game?
That's where I think Simms is getting at, is he's going to go work for Fox and do broadcasting, but he might not do games. He might not be a lead analyst. He might do other things for Fox.
Like?
I don't know. Sideline reporter. Let's go down to the sideline. Tom Brady has insight. Tom?
That'd be amazing.
And Christina Pink's next to him like, what about me, honey? Christina Pink said, you pushed me out.
Laura Oakman.
What? Brady's getting my gig?
Pam Oliver says, why are you down on my sideline? Pam, you all right?
I like Pam. I love Pam. Laura Oakman. I'm a big Laura Oakman fan. She's awesome.
Pam, you all right? I've been the same since the football to the noggin.
Remember that?
That's very unfortunate. She didn't see it coming.
On the sideline, take a football right in the face.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Shane Orland.
All right. Something odd is going on in the media regarding C.J. Stroud. Brady Quinn put out into the world that C.J. Stroud made a commitment to attend the Manning Passing Academy and then ghosted the Manning Passing Academy. No call, no showed his commitment to this. It's now being reported this morning that C.J. Stroud didn't make a commitment. He never committed to going there and instead chose to go through his workouts with his team at Ohio State and with his teammates and work with them instead. So the question is, what is Brady Quinn doing putting this out there? Why now, the question has become, I think Matt Miller, Cap, had it.
Yep.
Why now, when nobody has put any negative light on C.J. Stroud this entire time, this whole offseason, why now are negative stories coming out of the woodwork when they aren't even true?
Could somebody be trying? We got to get that Stroud kid to slide.
Hey, Quinn.
Keep your beak out of this.
Thank you.
You're an analyst on Fox. Keep your beak out of it, pal.
Yeah.
It's none of your concern.
Correct. If you're going to report it, you better be accurate. You better be accurate. You're going to mess with somebody's future.
I read this first on Bro Bible. The first time. That's the first I saw it. I saw it there.
That's a cool site.
I saw it there first. And I thought, okay, so why is this beak in it? That's number one. And two, see, don't put a negative cloud over the young man. So now, just for this news cycle, oh, C.J. Stroud doesn't want to work hard, doesn't want to be around the Manning camp. Well, if you never committed to it, then what's the point of that? Come on now. Are you an analyst or are you a reporter now?
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to say this and you're accurate, that's an interesting nugget. And then we find out it's not accurate. Now I'm waiting for Brady's tweet back to go, because Ryan Clark tweeted from ESPN, in support of C.J. Stroud. Never committed to the academy. Never. So now I want to see Brady Quinn tweet, I was wrong, I apologize, or I stand by my source.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Shay?
All right, let's talk about Trey Lance. This broke during this segment yesterday, so we didn't get to it. The Niners are fielding calls on potentially trading quarterback Trey Lance.
Did we not talk about this yesterday?
We did, ever only off the air. We never had time because it was like 9:50.
Oh, I see.
And we were late to breaks. So we couldn't get it in.
We'll start from the beginning. I thought it was a reach at the time for the 49ers to acquire Trey Lance. I thought, small school, you sure? I liked the genuine article that played against a Power 5 team.
But it was also during the pandemic, so there was a lot less games. There were teams that were, I think his team sat out a lot.
I thought it was a reach at the time.
Okay, so.
Especially at that high.
So at his pro day, every team was there.
Yeah.
Ryan Pace and the Seahawks were negotiating a trade for Russell Wilson to Chicago. Thank goodness that didn't happen. And everyone was there, and they said that Kyle Shanahan, who is a great football coach, evaluated Justin, evaluated Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence was off the board. He was going to Jacksonville. And he chose Trey Lance, Mac Jones, over all those guys. And said, this is the guy. And now they're ready to just, what are you going to get for him? A fifth-round pick?
I mean,
gave up two ones and went from 12 to 3, gave up 12.
That is moving heaven and earth for someone that played in a very small school, Cap. I'm not saying that small schools don't have talent, because we know that's not the case. I'm just saying that at that position, that high in the draft, I just thought that that was a reach. That doesn't mean that the young man can't play the game. I'm just saying that I was surprised that the 49ers did that. But then Brock Purdy's red hot because he's on the heater. So they're going to go with the young man, Purdy, because he seems to fit the system. And at least we have evidence of that. With Trey Lance, we have very limited evidence.
He also has undergone Tommy John surgery. Is he going to be ready to go when the season starts, Brock Purdy?
No, so it probably will be Lance by default if they don't trade him. What I find fascinating, Hoodie's making a great point out of this, about Trey Lance, it's not that he played at a small school. He didn't really play. He barely played in high school. He played.
So I'm telling you, during a pandemic, did they play at all?
He played one game his junior year in high school. He played eight games his senior year in high school. He attempted 90 passes. In college, he played 19 games total over 3 years.
Was he Mitch?
Attempted 318 passes in college. Going back to his junior year of high school, he has not thrown more than 600 passes.
I just want to let you know, I speak from a space or an area of ignorance when it comes to watching game by game because they were not available. Not even NBC Sports Chicago put one game on, but it's not like I watched them week in and week out. I only go by what I read and what you just laid out there. I mean, that's why I thought, they must think that they can unlock this young man and be able to get his full potential. I don't know.
You know, when Ryan Pace takes Mitch, everyone is outraged, and it turned out that the outrage crew was right. When Kyle Shanahan gives you his blessing over Justin Fields and Mac Jones and Zach Wilson and all these other dudes,
yeah,
everyone goes, he must know what he's doing. He's Kyle Shanahan. And now they're going to dump him for
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy? Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft in the seventh round, has played 1 year, not even a full season, who's got Tommy John surgery?
That'd be a hell of a story, though, if it works out.
Unless Brady's coming back.
Okay, again with the Brady. Again.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
That's still a possibility, right? Aaron to the Jets, Aaron back to the Packers, Aaron to the Titans.
The Niners.
Niners.
Wow. You know, Mike Florio reported today the intention hasn't changed, but the Niners could get involved, the Titans could get involved, and then he offered the biggest trade window I've ever seen. He said most likely it'll get done the second day of the draft, but if it doesn't happen the second day of the draft, it'll be week one at the latest.
Hedge much?
Wow. What is he, a meteorologist? Sorry, Tracy.
Does he hedge much? All right, that's a look around the National Football League right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, some thoughts about what's happening with our both teams in town with the Cubs and the White Sox. We'll talk about that coming up at 9 o'clock hour. But coming up, deal breakers. You never know what you're going to get from deal breakers. Find out next, Cap and Jay Hood on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs won their fourth straight game yesterday, completing a road sweep of the Oakland A's and finishing the West Coast trip 5-1, and have won 10 of their last 13 games. They return to Wrigley Field to host the Dodgers. Cubs win yesterday by a score of 12-2. The White Sox, they lose to the Phillies by the score of 5-2. The Sox drop the series finale against the Phillies and still have not won a series this season, sitting at 0-5-1. The Sox have the day off for travel, and they'll start a weekend set against the 16-3 Tampa Bay Rays. Tiger Woods underwent surgery to address his post-traumatic arthritis in his right ankle yesterday. NBA playoffs, the Bucks over the Heat 138-122. That series is tied at 1. Nuggets over the T-Wolves 122-113. Denver leads that series 2-0. Jay Moore.
Good morning. Glad you're along for the Cap and Jay Hood experience. We're here weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN.
Hello.
Chicago.
Good morning.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
Time for deal breakers. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, we start with my own deal breaker. Your friend is going out of town in 2 weeks, and they ask you if you'll be able to watch their dog for a weekend, and you agree, yeah, I'll take care of your dog. A couple days later, they text you in the morning complaining about how the dog kept them awake all night barking and then had a very small amount of blood in its stool and had to be taken to the vet. This is the third time in 3 months that this has happened. Do you still watch the dog, or do you back out of the commitment that you made?
Let's rewind a second. So, is there a such thing as a dog having blood in its stool?
Yeah, I'm sure that's possible. I've got three dogs, and I've had others before that, and never have had that.
Isn't that for humans, though? I mean, blood on the carpet, blood in the street.
It can happen in dogs.
Excuse me. You guys got the newspaper? I'll be here for a moment. Sometimes. Did you see the obituaries, David? Did you see that? Oh, God. Wipe. Let's take a look. Oh, God. David, come on in here for a second. Yellow, what's up? Got blood in my stool. You see that? Holy bleep. Anyway, so the stock market. Hold on, there's a concern, dog. You got a blood in your stool.
I do what?
I said I got a blood in my stool. What? We got to take you to the doctor. Oh, no, doctor. You know I don't do that. David, you know I don't do that. Mindy, tell him. I don't do the doctor. I don't do any vet. Screw that. It's too much money. Just plug it up. Might have been a scratch. You know, I scratch too hard too sometimes.
You got a baby wiper on here.
The brand of toilet paper that Mindy gets, my God, might as well be sandpaper.
You're doing mornings. Can you get the double ply, please?
Jeez. I got blood on my stool. You know what I'm doing, that vet stuff. Too much money.
How close would you be committing?
When do we go for the walk, David?
What do you mean, how close?
You said you're going to have to watch this animal.
Yeah.
Okay, at what point are you backing out? Are they leaving on an extended cruise? Is it the night before? Is it, well, I'm going to watch it next month?
It's in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks from today, I'm supposed to watch this dog that I now am aware is keeping my friend up all night barking and has medical issues with its poop three times in 3 months.
No shot. He doesn't need to watch him. He works the mornings. He's got no time to be up at 2-3 in the morning for that.
Can you crate him while you're gone?
I don't have a crate. My dog is well trained. We don't have a crate.
And they don't have a crate?
No, they've taken him out of the crate training stage.
How big is this animal?
It's a doodle, but it's not a mini. It's like in between a regular size doodle and a mini.
So it's like 30 pounds.
Yeah, probably 35, 40, yeah.
No shot.
Yeah, I'm a dog person. It's a close friend, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's not like some jackaloon that I'm helping out that I met in front of Dunkin' Donuts.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. Shay, I think about just your lifestyle with that spot, in that spot. The dog has problems. Take care of my dog. Well, you got to get up early. You got to find public transit, all this stuff. You got no time for all that. And you know your wife's not going to do it.
Yeah, I would.
She's not going to be here.
Exactly.
She's going to Nashville. I'm going to be alone at home.
No.
With this damn dog.
For how many days?
Barking all night. I believe it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, I would help him up. Oh.
But that cuts into.
It's not a deal breaker for me.
But it cuts into Snorling's time.
Well, then he shouldn't have committed. Once he committed.
But that's the problem. I committed before I knew about all of these problems. I think it's actually on my friend. He should have been up front. Listen, this dog, it's going to bark through the night, and he's had a lot of medical problems lately. Yeah. He wasn't up front. He's like, hey, can you just watch my dog? And then after I said, sure, I can help you out, then it's, by the way, dog sucks.
See? That's a bad job by his friend, though. Give the full detail.
It is. Now, if he said, I might say to him, bro, I'm in an apartment. You live in an apartment, right, Shay?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say, with the barking, my landlord's going to have a real problem here. Mm-hmm. If you can't find anyone else, I'll help you. But could you check and see if anyone else is out there? So it's not a complete deal breaker?
No. It's not a deal breaker, Cap. But if it, can you watch my dog? Yes. Oh, by the way, he's ailing. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean ailing? What do you mean? Ugh. Is he going to be all over my rug? I mean, does he stink? I don't want to deal with that. My God! Snarling! Got any Glade? Any air? I mean, I got some problems back here. Christ!
Could you imagine, Cap?
Dog's asking me for a box of matches.
Could you imagine, Cap?
He's got the paper. Anyway, what's going on here?
Funnier would be, came home, he's got my cell phone. Hey, this recap's a little off here.
Wait a minute! Put my phone down!
What do you mean the recap's off? They got 11 hits, not 10.
What? You're a dog. How do you know? I was watching, pal.
Oh, by the way, the same game parlay hit. You're welcome.
Put my phone down! Get out! Keep him outside, Cap, so he'll be messing with your phone. That's what happens.
That's it.
Guy's taking over.
Shay.
What's going on here in the paper?
Oh, come on.
What do we got here today? Hey, Shay. First of all, what are you talking to me for?
Why is the dog talking to me like this? Get out of my house.
Hey, all yo, right. Cheetah. What's up?
Oh, Lord.
All of a sudden, the dog starts singing.
He's like the YouTube guy.
Wow. Cheetah. This content's being programmed for 5 people at this point.
Wow. Hey, Gene. Hey, yo, Shay.
What's up?
I was thinking about going for a walk.
Get the leash.
What do you think? We're going to start making banana bread together.
Go ahead.
All right, this is going to sound heartless, wow. This next one, but I heard this on a podcast recently, and it was actually kind of fascinating to me. You meet a new woman on a blind date that was set up by your coworker. You meet her at dinner, and you have a great conversation. You ask her to go out again, and then you find some out. She's got a broken leg. Would this be a deal breaker for starting a relationship?
Huh?
She's got a broken leg.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Jeez. Why would that be a deal breaker?
Is she hot?
I was listening.
Yeah. Is she smoking hot?
Apparently, yes. I was listening to a podcast, and this guy said he went on a date with a girl who had a broken leg, and it was a non-starter for starting a relationship because there's a lot of support involved. Things take a longer time to do. It takes a long time to get places, to get in and out of cars, to get to dinners. He's like, that's a later in the relationship thing. If we've been dating for a while and she breaks her leg, I'm not going to leave.
Okay.
But I can't start a relationship with someone who has a broken leg.
That guy is a complete loser. He's a jackass. You go to dinner.
A girl. Wow.
She's an awesome girl.
Yeah.
Wow. We have so much in common. I find her attractive. We have a vibe. And she's got a broken leg. Now, if you tell me they're going to amputate the leg, well, that's a different discussion then.
Is it?
Yes.
Why is it different?
You understand what you're getting into.
Why is that different?
Why is that different, Cap?
I feel like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
I feel like what you just said is way more heartless.
Why is that heartless?
You're a bad guy there.
Are you keeping that thing or what?
You're a bad guy.
It's an amputation different.
The positioning, it's not good. You only got one antenna up. That won't get it done. Take that!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Cap, that's heartless. You're a bad guy. If she's amputated, it's a different story.
You better not be one-legged, because then I can't be with you.
What's a one? What's a woman with a one-leg woman in an ass-kicking contest? I mean, seriously.
Well, you walk in, she's already seated at the table.
Oh, what are the crutches?
I have a broken leg.
Yeah. Okay, you can deal with that.
How'd that happen? Oh, I was skiing. I broke my leg. I fell, whatever it is. I was working on it. A guy got injured. Oh, how long are you in the cast for? Well, I'm actually having the leg cut off next week.
You're doing what?
You're what? Yeah, they have to amputate it.
What? So then what happens?
You have a decision to make.
Yeah? What's your decision, Cap?
I'm out.
Deal breaker. I don't get why it's different if she's getting the leg amputated. By the way, just to full circle this.
That's so bad.
That's horrible.
Oh, God almighty. That's just so the horrible. Worst.
Can't be like, hey, I'm going to the car real quick.
I got to run out and get milk, honey.
Oh, my God.
I'm out.
I'm not having sex with Long John Silver. Absolutely not. Peg leg. Take that.
Oh.
That's not right, Cap. That's not right.
You don't want me to be honest?
But she's hot, though. I mean, you're a little bit late for the dinner. She's still sitting down, right?
Yeah.
But the tablecloth, you know, is over her legs.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, hey, what's going on? Hey, I'm David. And she can't get up. You all right? Yeah, I'm fine. And then the big reveal. Oh, God! One! Where's the second one? That's not right. But what if she's hot? Still not good enough, huh?
I'm going home.
Okay, well, I'm just asking a question.
Oh,
that's a shame, God. Cap. Shame. I'm not going out with a Pittsburgh Pirate. Take that! Oh, my God. She comes walking down the hallway. Hun?
Oh, no. No.
Deal breakers on Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Time for our deal breakers. Part two. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys. Your son has been married for 7 years, and the marriage appears to be very happy and successful. But you find out that for the last 2 years, your son has been having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you confront him about it?
Is it a deal breaker? It is not. Would I confront him about it? Okay, and I'm the parent, right?
Yeah, it's your kid. And he's having an affair. He's cheating on his wife, and you find out.
That's a good, very good question. If you know about it, Cap, do you go in softly and just say, how's everything with you and Marie?
Does she have both legs?
Yes, she's fully gammed.
Have I noticed that there's been issues in the marriage, or... This is catching me completely out of bounds here. I thought they had the picture-perfect family.
You're caught totally off guard here.
As you well know, Cap, in that scenario, when a couple has troubles and they're going to someone else's house, they might separate in your home, but you don't know the internal issues unless they talk about it. Because everything seems hunky-dory, right?
And it's my son, so let's pick one of my four sons.
Yep.
And I said... Hey, can we have dinner, just you and I?
Mm-hmm.
I got to talk to you about something.
Sure.
Sit down. I'd say, how are things in your marriage? They're fine. Fine or they're awesome? No, everything's great. Mm. I want you to be honest with me because I'm hearing things that they're not. Now, if he won't tell me at all.
Mm-hmm. What can you do about it, Cap?
What
can you
do
about it? That's his life and it's their life.
Right. okay, I'm hearing that you're not happy. I'm here for you. And if you want to talk, I haven't shared this with Mom. I'm here for you, but you got to be honest with me. And be honest with yourself, most importantly. So when you say a deal breaker, it's my kid.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker, but, I mean, it's up to the individual. Do they want to have the discussion? If they don't, they're adults, Cap. None you can do about it.
I don't think I would say, I'm hearing that you're having an affair. I don't think I would say that. I'm hearing from people. Who are you hearing from? People that know you and Nancy, that you're not happy.
She hot, Nancy?
Smoking.
Doesn't sound like it. Nance?
Yeah. I had a girlfriend named Nancy.
Yeah, this in the 70s, though.
Nancy Reagan hot?
Yes.
All
right.
Wow.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Ronald even hotter.
She didn't know the word. Just say no. Go ahead.
Mommy.
Good God.
Mommy. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Shay.
Holy Lord. Your brother is helping you work on a landscaping project at your house, and he's fertilizing the lawn with your wife. They're using some chemical fertilizer. They get a little bit on the skin. They freak out about this. It says, If this happens, rinse and wash immediately. So they get in the shower together, your brother and your wife. He tells you, she's like a sister to me. It's not a big deal. What do you think?
That's a problem.
Yes.
Are we living in a trailer home here, or are we in my house where I have more than one shower?
Oh.
It's a legitimate question.
Kind of called them hillbillies there in that spot, but go ahead.
I mean,
only one shower? How poor are you?
You're poor.
No, at my house, I've got multiple bedrooms. I have four children. You can have that shower right down there. There's towels in the closet.
Yeah.
They're in the same shower. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yes.
Yes, that is a major problem. That is a deal breaker.
But yeah, he just thinks of her like a sister-in-law.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He just thinks of her like a sister.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a term for that.
Just wanted to see the fakies. Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
What? Wait a minute. Now, hang on a second.
Where is that coming from?
Hold on a second now. They're in a trailer home.
Mm-hmm.
One shower. She can afford fakies? Probably down by her knees. I don't think that's going to be the case, Cap. I don't think that she can afford the extra money for the fakies. Those are all natural in that spot.
Wow.
What did you say?
He went right from hillbilly to fakies. I still can't wrap my head around, now are you poor and only have one shower?
I didn't say poor. I said,
she's a paw.
I said, are we in a trailer home with one shower?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said.
Plenty of people only have one shower. It's not just trailer park folk that are down to one shower. How much could a banana cost? $10?
See those homes, Mindy? Down there on that farm? I bet they got one shower. Let's drive faster. Montgomery, Illinois. My ass. Take that.
What? Wow. He's in by the one shower homes. He got to lock the doors. He's got to roll the windows up.
Yeah. Oh, no question. No question. He can see it. I mean, when they have long trips, you can see these little small towns in this state. Go downstate. See that right there? Right there. See that? East St. Louis. Bet they got one shower. Barely. Drive faster.
Roll the window off.
Oh, my God. Smell that? Yeah, that's because they got outdoor plumbing.
Wow.
Take that.
Shay.
That's deal breakers, boys.
Deal breakers on a Thursday edition right here on ESPN 1000.
My favorite segment of the week. It is so good.
It's ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we'll talk about, villains in sports. There's a villain that showed his head in a big way yesterday. And also, some thoughts about the Cubs and the White Sox. We're going to ask you a question about both teams. If you're a Cubs fan or Sox fan, stay by your listening device. We have a question for you in 2 minutes right here on Cap and J Hood.